I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth visits the Orleans Winter Farmers Market to talk with vendors about a subject that most of us don't often think about, the packaging that comes with our food.
A few years ago, I learned that according to the EPA, roughly a third of the trash we Americans create is packaging, and that most of this comes from food. I started wondering why we use so much packaging. It hasn't always been this way. And inspired by a woman in California whose family produces only a pint of trash a year, I started trying to reduce the amount of packaging my own family was bringing home. This led to a lot of questions. Here's some of what I've learned. Every food category has different considerations. Let's start with Laura McDowell May, who sells frozen beef and pork raised on her farm in Dennis.
Paper wrap, you're generally good for about 5 to 6 months. So I prefer plastic because you want an airtight seal. It is more costly.
Interesting. So what's the cost difference for you?
Generally, I'm looking at about $1.50 a pound difference with the plastic and the paper.
$1.50 a pound. For animals that average 500 pounds of meat, that's a $750 price difference. And it gets passed on, pound by pound, to the consumer. 100 years ago, most towns would have had a local butcher, where small farmers like May could sell their animals fresh. There would have been less need for packaging. But May says, since at farmers markets she can only sell her meat frozen, those extra 6 months buy her and her customers important time in the freezer. Ron Hutchison, who sells microgreens in plastic clamshell packages, says he also worries about keeping his product marketable and fresh.
For me, it's easier to package in these plastic containers than it is in, say, a Ziploc bag. I always found with the Ziploc packages that I used to do last year, you put anything on top of them and they would compress.
Ron says he does worry about the environmental impact of the containers, so he puts a basket in front of his stand encouraging customers to bring them back to be reused and recycled. But unfortunately, this isn't the solution most of us believe. Unlike tin or glass, which can be recycled almost endlessly, plastic can only be downcycled, or recycled a few times, often only once, before it ends up finally as trash. Victoria Pecoraro keeps chickens on her farm in Wellfleet. She buys recycled paper egg cartons and asks her customers to return them when they come back. She worries about waste, but she also does this because, as with meat, the packaging for eggs is expensive.
Well, if I'm going to get a ream of 100 cartons at a local store, it's like 49 cents a container. And that's a lot of money.
At $8 a dozen, 50 cents is almost the cost of an extra egg. Like with meat, this cost gets passed on to the consumer. Packaging is less of a concern for produce vendors at farmers markets. Many display their vegetables artfully without any packaging at all. But Marie Weber, who farms in Brewster, says she still has to have something available for customers who don't bring their own bags.
I always feel like it's complete opposite of what I'm doing in the field to come in and take this beautiful produce that, you know, I just spent so much work growing and harvesting and cleaning and then put it into a fresh, stinky plastic bag that, you know, smells like plastic, because it's still just a necessity that you have to put your produce into something. So I figured there's got to be, you know, something else.
Marie also runs a sewing business from her home in the off-season, and she decided to start experimenting with making and selling reusable produce bags out of cloth. She says many people still aren't familiar with the idea of bringing their own produce bags, like they do with bigger shopping bags, but that it is catching on.
People are definitely still in the education phase and are like, what are these for? And so I do have to tell a lot of people, well, you can put your potatoes in it and your onions and carry it home. But then people do get interested and people do come back to the market using the bags. And some people love them and some people don't really find that it works for them, but I think it is just personal.
There's a movement starting all over the world advocating for businesses and consumers to go zero waste. The idea is to eliminate the need for packaging by selling in bulk or asking or even requiring people to bring their own bags and containers. And while this may sound crazy and inconvenient, it's also crazy how much we pay, both at stores and in disposal costs, for packaging that's harmful to both our own health and the environment. Several youth groups in our area are working to reduce plastic pollution associated with food at stores and in restaurants. You can learn more about these local efforts and the national conversation on going waste-free on our website. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Here's something else that's crazy. Elspeth was so inspired by the challenge to reduce her own household waste that over the past 2 years, she's managed to cut her family's monthly trash by over 90%. That's down to about a pint a week. I couldn't believe this was possible, but I did some house sitting for her recently, and she actually doesn't have a garbage can in the kitchen. Just a mason jar on the windowsill over her sink with wee bits of things in it you can't recycle, like the staple on a tea bag or the sticker on a lemon. Too much information? I don't know. I came home a little more conscious about my own garbage. So if you have any thoughts or ideas on the subject, we hope to hear from you. In the meantime, we have some interesting stuff on our website. Just go to capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole.